brand new Sam Hunt. It's called Country House 608. Congrats to him and his wife. I believe they have a baby girl. I want to say they have a baby girl.
All I know is I think this is baby number four.
It is. I think so too.
Their family's growing.
There he is. And so, yes, exactly. Sam and Hannah, there you go. So congratulations. Sometimes some of these artists have so many babies, I can't keep track of all.
I can't keep track
of all the babies, but I do my best. So there you go. Brand new Sam Hunt for you this morning. 609, you got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in right now. 59 degrees. A little bit of sunshine for you.
It's baby number three.
Baby number three. All right. And a baby girl, right?
Third baby, a son named Wayman.
Oh, there you go.
Wayman Allen.
See, I totally messed that up already.
Yeah, well, baby number three. Well, I don't know. Here's a four. They're baby number six.
Yeah, keep pumping out there. Sam Hunt, I guess. All right. So, you know what? We posted it for you yesterday, and we'll talk about it later in the morning as well. But I do have to say that our good friend Woody, and I'm so proud of him just by the fact that he's retiring. So congratulations to our friend Woody.
I'm on it right now, man. Yeah. The photo of him just smiling, grinning from ear to ear.
What an amazing career.
What a talent.
Yeah, what amazing career. Started his career in Butte, Montana. Has made it to the big leagues, Chicago, New Orleans, you name it, Philadelphia. And then came to us here, 10, 12, 13 years ago. And when we were told that we were going to be doing the morning show, I was like very intimidated because you're replacing a legend. Woody is a radio legend, and he's been with us in the afternoons. We love you, Woody. And a couple months ago said, I think it's time. And he's hanging up the headphones and he's retiring. And again, I'm just so blessed to have known Woody and wish him well on his way. We're doing a big barbecue for him. Again, we'll just give you the address, 2621 A Street, next Thursday at
noon. Drop by.
Yeah, next Thursday at noon, we're doing a big goodbye barbecue. And the biggest thing I have to say is I'd say I'm about 10 years away from my retirement. If I make it or whatever, but it's like, it's so great. Like Woody said, he goes, I'm going out on my own terms. And that's nice to be able to wrap up your career.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
Especially in this industry.
This industry is tough.
Because this industry doesn't let you.
No, it does not.
You come in one day and they go, well, today's your last day. And you're like, what?
And that's the truth. We're very transparent on this show. I'm not going to lie to you. I always try to explain to people that, do you realize it's like if you worked at Costco and you just did your job day in and day out, you'd be good to go. And I've told people that what makes our job so unique is we're judged on our personality, just plain and simple.
I know. And
just plain and
you're
simple.
You're not everybody's cup of tea, so to speak.
Right, exactly. And so it's funny is you may have been a great worker and busted your hump and done a great job for years and years and years at a time. But when they decide it's time for a change, they make a change. And it's kind of like when you watch your favorite TV show.
Well, also, yes. Way back in the day, when a boss would come in, you know, he would clean house and bring in other people.
Yeah,
and you didn't know if you were going to be in for that regime or not.
Exactly. So a lot has changed. And I know I've been doing this almost 40 years. You too. I mean, we've been doing it a long, long time. And again, so for Woody to be able to retire on his own terms and hang up the headphones, I think it's amazing. And we love him and we adore him. And I will tell you this before we get to the break is I was really intimidated to come over. And because we were on 98.3 The Key. And they said, hey, guys, this was a couple years ago. You guys are going to be doing the morning show. Woody's still with us. Woody became what they call the production director, if you're ever curious.
Takes care of all those commercials.
All those commercials. That's what Woody's been doing for the last couple years. And so, again, we are just so honored to have been in, you know, at the knee, you know, the throne of radio greatness with Woody. So you can read his article. What an amazing career he's had. And we're going to miss him greatly. And again, you can check out the article. Got it posted for you right there on the station mobile app. All right, let's get the day started. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
624, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Sunshine for you right now. Tri-City's about 60 degrees. You know, it is a boat race weekend coming up here, so I thought this week for our Facebook fun, we'll be doing a lot of fun of boat race questions for you.
Okay.
So posted for you right now, what's your favorite spot to watch the boat races? Columbia Park, Clover Island, Pasco Side, or from a boat on the river? So you get a couple selections there of some of your favorite places to watch it. For years past for us, we've been on the Pasco Side. because we used to have a tent right there on the side of the river, and that's how we used to watch it there. So
I've been fortunate when I came to town. So I've generally worked with a guy who's, you know, part of it's called a broadcast barge.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. I've been up in that barge. But the good thing is this year, it's not going to be so hot.
I know. It's going to be nice. The weather looks going to be great.
It's going to cooperate.
I like what John says. Home what? On TV. Okay. Oh, there you go.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You know what? The crowds aren't for everyone.
That's right. But they do broadcast that too, and you get to watch it. So, I mean, I've seen some photos from Sodom and Gomorrah boat races like years before.
Way back in the day, man. Yeah. Everybody was there. Anybody and everybody was there.
Oh, my gosh. And speaking of barges, they had actual big barges out there with people piled, stacked high, trying to get, you know, and I'm like, wow, that looks so dangerous and crazy, and you know.
I will say, too, that they can never get it, you know, when the boats are in the water, people, please get out.
Exactly.
And there are some people who just, you know, nope, F that.
I'm staying right.
I'm in the water, I got my brew, and I'm good. What?
So, we're super excited. Of course, Wednesday will be Water Follies Wednesday. Looking forward
to
another great interview to wrap
this.
Yeah,
the countdown is on.
It is the countdown. So, there you go. To kick off the week here, what's your favorite spot to watch the boat races? Columbia Park, Clover Island, Pasco Side, or boat. And then, like John said, hey, man, I'm watching the TV. So, let us know how you're watching the boat races. If you're watching the boat races, what you're doing. We want to know. That's our Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty. 102.7 KORD.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Part number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD at 6:42. Got Rick, you got Patty. Time for some Nashville news.
Okay, Miranda Lambert and Parker McCollum, they are teaming up for Band Together Texas. It is a star-studded benefit concert, Rick. That event is going to take place at the Moody Center in Austin on Sunday, August 17th, Band Together Texas, featuring performances from Kelly Clarkson and Ronnie Dunn, among other artists. The concert will benefit the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country and the Central Texas Community Foundation. Meanwhile, Dylan Marlowe is explaining why he was kicked out of a show that he was performing at over the weekend. Rick, I thought I was calling BS on it. It's a real deal. On Sunday, it was at the Country Jam Festival in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. He was escorted out of the venue by security. Dylan explains that a security guard asked him and a friend to move from a designated area despite having all access passes. He admitted that there were a few heated words exchanged, and when the same security guard approached them a second time, that's when Mr. Marlowe was escorted out. He said he still had a great time at the Country Jam Festival and that there were no hard feelings toward the event or that security guard. Meanwhile, Morgan Wallen says he contemplated never returning to Arizona after his first of two shows in Glendale got off to a rocky start. During night two at the State Farm Stadium on Saturday night, Wallen thanked the crowd for being a good audience after the crowd's behavior on Friday night. But Saturday night's crowd changed his mind. He says he didn't share any details, or he's not sharing any details about exactly what happened the night before. But there are videos posted by fans. Help explain his comments. One TikTok user said the crowd was rowdy and throwing things on stage. Morgan Wallen and Miranda, just so you know, performed together at Lumen this Friday night. And then it's Morgan Wallen with Brooks and Dunn on Saturday night. Finally, Sam Hunt says he's always making times for his children.
Whether it's, you know, walking down to the lake or taking a little walk in the woods or the pond over by the house. You know, I would have never gotten up and just walked to the top of the hill behind my house and back. But with those kids, I'll do that on any given day. And, you know, those end up being some of the best afternoons I've ever had. So, just trying to make sure, even though I may not feel up for it or might be a little road worn, that I get up and hang out with those babies. Because they definitely give me life, you know. I can get up at 6 after on 3 hours of sleep and feel a lot better when I'm hanging with those kids than if it was just me.
All right. He's appreciative, just so you know. He's got three children, he and his wife, Hannah Lee. They have a daughter named Lucy Louise, who was born in 2022, and then two sons, Lowry Lee, who was born in 2023, and then recently they welcomed Wayman Allen, born in May of this year. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
There you go, Kenny Chesney, American Kid, 652. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. People are excited that he's coming back to the Sphere next year for 2026. Had a great run there this year in Vegas, and now he's coming back to Vegas again.
I think that's fantastic.
Absolutely, and maybe we'll do another flyaway. We did a flyaway for him this summer, and maybe we'll do another flyaway for Kenny Chesney in Vegas because it's such a nice, easy jump. I know that, sadly, did you see that the Burbank flight was going to go away, but then another airline
has stepped in.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. So that's kind of exciting. Now, the nice
Don't worry about it, guys. You can get to Disneyland.
That's right. The nice thing about Tri-Cities is we are a jumping off point to Vegas or to Burbank or to LAX, which is kind of cool. So another flyaway to Kenny Chesney. You just never know. All right. Anywhere, everywhere on the station mobile app going on for you right now. Everybody's super excited. Costco. That second Costco is opening up very soon, right, Patty?
It's going to be Friday. Well, technically, if you guys want to know exactly when, you should just get open up the story on your mobile app. But I can tell you it's August 8th.
I know. People are super excited.
August 8th.
I wonder if that's going to hopefully alleviate the traffic, or will Kennewick still be as crazy as it always is? I'm curious if that will have any impact.
So I didn't even know where it was, you know, and then I'm like, oh, there it was, right behind Grocery Outlet.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
It's huge. Yeah. It's huge.
It's going to be a big deal.
It is a big deal, and I drove around in there. I went behind the barriers. There was like, oh, you can't get in here, and I'm like, wow, look at the gas. I mean, yeah, it's very cool.
It's going to be nice. Plus, it's brand new, so maybe people are like moths to a flame with brand new, so maybe,
Well, and it's also, too, if you're not a member of Costco, they got a deal going on right now, too, where you can become a member.
Yep, just like that. Yep. So get more details about it. Got it posted for you. And are we going to have a strange fall? Well, the almanac, you never know what the almanac says, the Old Farmer's Almanac. Well, we've got our predictions, and all that information is all posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
This friend, 705, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. You got Rick, you got Patty, 65 degrees right now, sunshine for you. And thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. All right, other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. What's going on with Savannah here?
Rick and Patty, my boyfriend and I, have been arguing and fighting. We finally had a heart-to-heart talk, and he said he's going to change. Well, I was excited until my friends told me people never change. They say I should dump him and move on. Should I give my boyfriend another chance? Do people change? Are my friends right? Savannah and Kennewick.
Well, I'm going to make the assumption, Savannah, that you're younger than us old folks.
Well, you're vague booking, too. What's he got to change? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I guess the question is,
Why are you fighting? What are you fighting over?
Do we think people are going to can change? I do believe people can change to some extent, but I also will flip side you, Patty. Some people don't change either. So there's this old saying, leopard never changes.
A leopard does not change his spots.
Right. I think it all depends on the person and how much they want to change. This whole diet thing that we went through, that we've gone through and lost a lot of weight. It's one of the things you have to want to change. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to want to change. So do I think it's perfectly possible? Yeah, absolutely. Do I think everybody can change? Maybe not. Because I think some people are just ingrained in who they are. And no matter what you're doing, you're not going to get them off the stump. So especially in relationships.
I agree. And I think it depends. I've learned that I do have a lot of willpower.
Yeah, of course. Losing this weight and all that. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you got to start somewhere. You got to actively make change. And then when someone doesn't want to make a change, I will tell you this, Savannah, you'll know by his actions. So you had the heart to heart. Hey, man, shape up or ship out. You had the heart to heart. Now, over the next, few months, if he doesn't change.
It's hard, too, though, because people do have demons. You know,
oh, absolutely.
And for people to overcome them.
We talk yeah. a lot about this. Yep. We really see it in famous people more than anything else, or because we see them in the news all the time.
Yep.
And sometimes you just can't overcome your demons. You can't. And it's a sad situation in any of these different things. And again, it comes down to the root of it. You have to want to change.
Well, addiction is a real thing, whether it's food, alcohol, drugs, what have you.
Right. And again... We don't know this particular situation.
We don't know what's going on.
We just know you guys have been fighting. I believe that you give the guy a chance, but how many
chances? I mean, well, how about look at that? You know, you've got gambling, you've got people who shop. I mean, it just.
I hear you.
And everybody's threshold is different.
Everybody's threshold is different. You know, again, I've talked about on this radio program, my biological mom, my real mom, she couldn't be without a man, no matter how bad that man treated her. And so through the years, we saw her with some really awful people. And she refused to. You'd be like, Mom, this person's not good for you. Not good for you. And but I love him. And I'm like, you know. Yep,
male dependency.
So every situation's different. But if you're just talking outright, do I think people can change? Yeah, I do think people
I
can
do
change.
Too.
I think they can't change. I give them the benefit of the doubt until you don't give me the benefit of the doubt, if that makes sense.
Well, so. Like anything, you know, like when you see homeless, you know, and you wonder how a person gets to that dire situation. And that, you know, how do you change? How do you, you know, are there resources? It's a circle.
It's a cycle. And then once you're there, getting out is even harder to
get. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's one of those things. And interesting enough, a friend of mine had a conversation about suicide because I did have a friend commit suicide many years ago, a former boss.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it in the conversation. And he goes, people generally that commit suicide aren't at their lowest when they do it. They're coming out of it. And you think, oh, they're on the rise. They're doing better. Uh-huh. And then suddenly it happens, right? And a lot of people say they come out of it going, I don't ever want to feel that way ever again. And then that's when they do that unspeakable act. So again, people can change. I do believe people can change. Should I give him another chance? Yeah, see how he does. But we're curious what you guys think. Savannah, we'll do our best to solve this for you. Like you said, a vague booking. We don't have a lot of information.
We don't have the...
But we'll do our best. 547 KORD. App chat is what you do in this situation. We'll do our best to solve it for you, Savannah. I'm at the point right now, I don't know enough about it, so I say give him another chance until he gives you a reason not to believe him.
Right.
All right, Savannah, we'll tell you what people are thinking here in just a minute. You got Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Only 719, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick and Patty. Well, super excited because Allison Krauss tonight, Wine Country Amphitheater in Walla Walla. And our boss yesterday dropped off some tickets. And guess what? We can wrap up these giveaways, can't we, Patty?
We have three pairs of tickets.
All right. So we want to get the next three callers. How about
yes.
that? Let's make it easy for you. So 547 KORD. If you want to go see Allison Krauss tonight, Wine Country Amphitheater in Walla Walla, we will take the next three callers. 1, 2, and 3. Making it the easiest contest on the planet for you to win right now. Callers 1, 2, and 3. You win next with 1027 KORD. Good luck.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
All right, 735. Great to be with you again. 66 degrees, partly sunny skies. Happy Tuesday to you and yours. We had announced earlier that our good friend Woody is retiring. You can check out the article. We got it posted for you right there on the station mobile app. And we're going to miss Woody. I mean, he's had an amazing career. Can we just take a minute to talk about what an amazing career. All the way from, he got his start in Butte, Montana, of all places. But he has also been at some amazing stops like Philadelphia, New Orleans.
He was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. For us, those places are like the pinnacle of radio career.
He was in Alaska, too.
He was in Wasilla, right there next to Sarah Palin, back when Sarah was the big deal. So, again, he's going to be greatly missed. And the nice thing about Woody, he is retiring. And as he said, he gets to go out on his own. You know, I think about it because you and I have I got about 10 years left.
Me too.
At least that's the goal. That's the goal, is to get to the last 10 years.
Hey man, I knock on wood every day. Thankful, grateful.
We are.
We're still in the game, so to speak.
And to get to that finish line is an amazing feeling. So Woody, we're gonna miss you. I mean, I know that he's super excited, and we're gonna be doing a big shindig next week for him. But his final day for us here at KORD will be this Friday.
I know. And I didn't realize it was so soon.
I didn't either.
It was announced. This Friday?
Yeah, a couple months ago it was announced, and so we've just been waiting on it. I will tell you this, having to step into somebody like Woody's shoes is tough. is hard. Anybody who's had to replace somebody that's just legendary, anybody who's ever had that in any business knows what it, you know, I don't want to follow that guy. And we even said when they said, hey, you guys are going to go to KORD. I remember I said, I don't want to follow Woody. What are you talking about? Not interested.
What? Yeah. I was just playing Dua Lipa. What do you mean?
I was just playing Dua Lipa. I mean, and now I'm playing Luke Combs. Okay. But we love you, Woody. And you are amazing. And we're super excited about, again, getting to the finish line has got to be the best feeling of all. So
this just means, you know, a reconciliation, like Woody and Janice and, yeah, you know, a reunion, so to speak.
Yeah, we're super excited. We're going to do a big shindig. I know Janice is going to stop by on that. And again, it's just an amazing retirement. So, Woody, don't worry. We just want to give you your due that you are a radio idol, a radio legend in our
eyes. He's an icon, Rick.
He's an icon, and we're going to miss you greatly. So you can read the article. You can read all about Woody's amazing career. There's so many great photos. And to this day, just remember, when I talk about Woody, I talk about that Regis and Kathy Lee, where Shadow Stevens was in the, you know.
I know, and then Regis is like, hey, there's that is some real folks.
That's right. Let's go talk to Woody and Welch up there in the crowd. And now there's some real faces for radio, you know, because Shadow Stevens with the big voice and the blonde,
hair.
And mullet. All that. Exactly, and he goes like, DJs don't look like you, Shadow Stevens, because take a look at those guys up in the crowd. Anyway, we love you, Woody, and we're going to miss you. You can read all about it. We got to post it for you right now on the station mobile app.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Hey, it's 7:49, your morning commute. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, about 67 degrees for you. Well, it was very sad yesterday. We got news that Malcolm Jamal Warner sadly passing away at the age of 54. Just showing you that you just don't know a river's current.
A horrific death.
It really, in Costa Rica, accidental drowning. And us growing up on the Cosby Show, those of us who grew up on the Cosby Show in the 80s, Theo was a big deal.
A friend of mine posted the shirt. Remember when Denise made it?
Yes, absolutely.
Denise!
And it's so funny that shirt. That shirt for me is hilarious because I was in home economics in high school.
You can relate. You had.
I made a shirt like that that looked identical to that, where it was so messed up, and the home ec teacher was not going to pass me if I at least didn't produce a shirt. And my shirt, no, it was horrific. I made the most horrific looking shirt. So I Theo, I get you, man. I get you. So I did pass home ec. I did pass the class, but that shirt, it was god-awful. So, again, great actor. The cool thing about him is he escaped that stigma of childhood actor.
Yeah.
And went on I liked him in a TV show called The Resident recently.
Yep.
Where he was the surgeon.
I know.
So good. So, again, sad to report his passing. I did not realize he was a musician. Did not realize that there was photos of him playing guitar and rocking out on stage. And I didn't know that either. I did not know that he was also, he said he had a successful music career as well. So sadly passing away at the age of 54. And any one of us who grew up watching the Cosby Show definitely can rate to Theo. Theo Huxtable sadly passing away. What do you think about that?
I know him best from the show The Resident.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I know him from somewhere. And I looked it up. And I found out he's from The Resident. It made me so sad. He was one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for his family being there with him.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's on vacation. It just shows you that, you don't know. I was over there in Oregon this weekend camping with my wife, and there's a creek that we swim in, and I went in, and there was a little deep end, and I went, I can't, my feet can't touch. And I'm like, okay, better get myself back over to shore.
I can't. Nope. I'm always, got to have a life vest on.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm in the pool.
Absolutely.
I'm always in the pool.
Well, even there. So having grown up on the Grand Ronde River, it's like you just didn't play in the river. I mean, you didn't take those chances. You tried to stay out of the areas because that undertow will just grab you. And I don't care how strong you are.
I know.
It'll take you. So, sad report, Malcolm Jamal warning. Passing away, age 54. We've got more details about it. We've got it posted for you right there on the station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
102.7 KORD at 808. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Well, this has gone viral as well, and it's all over right now.
What?
Astronomer CEO Andy Bryan, who went viral after he was caught cheating on his wife at a Coldplay concert with his HR director, resigned on Saturday. after the investigations, you can't, but there it is.
Can you imagine being Mrs. Byron?
I know, exactly. Mm. Proof is in the pudding.
Nope.
And he owns a stake. So this is, again, why it doesn't probably even matter. His stake in the company is worth $60 million. So there you go. He's like, yeah, he's got to resign. But guess what he gets when he's walking away?
But what about the head of HR?
Well, that just it's a
what about her?
It's a bad.
What happens? What happens to her?
I don't think nothing happens to her. I think she's still at the company there. So again, it's a bad look. But again, it's also gone viral. Everybody's doing their own versions of it. We got mascot. We got
mascot cameras on you.
Yeah, we got mascots cavorting with mascots. We got Ronald McDonald cavorting with Wendy's. I mean, different things going on. We've got actors and actresses that have never been paired together, you know, paired together, all these different things that are going on. So,
once the kiss cam gets on them, they go, get out of here. I don't know you.
I know. It's crazy. So you'll be seeing over the next couple, over the next couple weeks, you're going to see a ton more of those. It's kind of funny how all those things go viral and then suddenly out of nowhere, then it's done. So don't we all latch onto the one thing for a while?
Well, everybody does.
Everybody does.
We're all human.
Yep. So it'll run its course. It'll be.
Had they not reacted the way they did, he would have just went on.
Oh, geez. Well. I mean, he knew he was busted. I mean, yeah. Because like they said, they ducked. I think if they just would have swayed back and forth with him, I think they would have been okay.
Chris Martin. Ooh, look at these two.
I'm not going to help out this cheater. But yeah, maybe if he just didn't act guilty. Chris Martin from Coldplay. Either they're having an affair or they're just shy. I mean, you nailed it, dude. You nailed it.
And then the whole country, whenever the kiss cam is on, will do the same thing.
Hey, you're that guy. You're that guy. Oh, you're that guy. You know, so the nice thing about us, you and I, we don't like controversy. We try to stay out of the controversial light. But I will tell you this. If you want to lose some weight, we got an idea for you because Patty is looking absolutely amazing.
Are you talking about Tri-Cities weight loss, Rick?
You're over 30 plus pounds.
32 pounds, man.
That's amazing.
32 pounds down.
That's amazing. And you're rolling on, continuing on. And again, I love the fact no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections, no exercising. And you're not even counting calories. How are you getting
it? I am not. I am not.
Getting it done.
Yeah, you know what? I have a list of foods and I go, let me just tell you this. I never thought that I would be like a chef. But I'm pretty cool at making things work and, you know, different combinations. And I'm digging it. So, yeah, they give you the map. You follow it. The weight melts off.
The weight melts off. Our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss, they've got a website, tricitiesweightloss.com. But the best part is just make a free consultation by calling them. Right, Patty?
Mm-hmm. 509-410-0670.
All right. And, again, trust me, the fat will melt off. You're going to feel great. Summer bod looking good.
How are
good.
You feeling?
I feel amazing. Well, remember, I've been done for weeks and weeks, and so I've been well under my target weight. I haven't gained a pound, as you've seen. So you can also maintain it after you're done. You just
good stick, to know.
You stick to the plan. Like they said, once you're off the plan, then it's like 80% of the time, follow the plan. You get a 20%, you know, where you can have a cheese, you know, do different things, and you're okay there. But they said the minute that you start packing on pounds, guess what? You get back on the, you know, you've been trained. Your body's been trained. You know how to do it. So give them a call today, tricitiesweightloss.com. And, of course, Ashley, Dr. Lopez waiting for you. Right, Patty?
That's right. Give them a call, 410-0670.
And when you talk to them, let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Three, it's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. You want to win a $500 Visa gift card, go on over to the KORD mobile app, get signed up. Our Hall Pass Visa gift card is up for grabs right now. School is around the corner. I can't believe it, but school is around the corner.
I know.
And if you want to win that, you got to get over there and get signed up. All right, we're going to tie off other people's problems this morning, brought to you by Cliff Septic. Savannah's got a situation going on. What's going on with Savannah here?
Well, she's asking, can her boyfriend change? She goes, we've been fighting a lot lately, and we finally had a heart-to-heart. He says he's going to change, and I was excited until my friends say, yeah, nope, people never change. They say I should dump him and move on. So do I give him another chance? Can they change? Or are my friends right? Savannah and Kennewick wants to know.
All right. Ton of comments already on the Facebook page and the app. What are people saying right now?
Alondra says, people do change. It's part of life. But having been through my fair share of second chances with my husband, people will not change for you. They change for themselves, but only if they're motivated enough and if they have to help themselves.
Yeah, Levi, always good advice from Levi. What are you fighting about? He said he'll change. Are you changing too? Your friends sound ignorant. Why do they care about what they think? It's your relationship, not theirs. Do you want to give him a chance? And that's from Levi.
Diane says if a person is motivated enough, they can change. However, change isn't instantaneous. It's and some time to show consistent effort.
Lacey says, give him the chance to prove he's going to change. People change on a regular basis if they want to make the change. If he doesn't make any effort and it's all talk, then move on and he won't get and don't give him a second chance after that's from Lacey.
And Pete said, people do change. They grow, they mature, have different goals. Why do you think people divorce into their 40s? They're not the same people that got married at 25. They aren't good or bad, just different. Changed people.
Yeah, Daniel says, kind of depends on what you're fighting about. Make sure it's an actual problem, not a perceived one. And Michelle says, people change all the time. It's a matter of effort. Change takes work. If he's willing to put in the work to change, then let him show you that he can. And that's for Michelle.
Uh-huh. And Mary says, people do change and they stay changed if the reason is good enough. Give him a chance, see what happens. And tell your friends to stop being pessimistic.
Yeah, Sam says, what does he have to do to change? And Patty says, yeah, people can change, but only if they want to. And that's kind of what we were saying earlier today. It's like, you know, and I agree with you guys. I was thinking about it over the weekend was I thought about some of the things I said when I was a teenager. Oh. I would never say today as a middle-aged person. Know. Like, never. I'm kind of ashamed of myself. And I almost wanted to reach out to a bunch of people and go, hey, did I say something really stupid when I was like 15 years old?
I can agree with you there because yesterday a guy, for whatever reason, you know how like I haven't been on LinkedIn in forever, but they'll send you an email saying, hey, Jeff replied to something you said. Anyways, this guy that I used to work with, and he does his own thing. He's an influencer.
Right.
And he's in Sioux Falls. He goes, I remember when you and I went to a coworker, Kay's 30th birthday party, and you said she was old.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Oh,
geez. And I'm like, wow, did I say that?
And you'd be like, I wouldn't do that today. I wouldn't do that today.
I did the OMG icon, you know, the emoji.
Oh, if you really want to, if you really want to know how much you change, go back in your memories on your Facebook and some of your status updates for 15 years ago. And then you'll go, why did I say that? So, yeah.
Why would I post something like that?
Exactly. So, Savannah, people do change. Give him the chance to change. If he doesn't change, then that might be the reason, you know, to move on. But good luck. Let us know how it turns out. Almost everybody said people can change.
Yeah.
They do believe it.
I like that.
So, 547-KORD, app chat us. What you do in this situation? We want to know. It's other people's problems. Rick and Patty, KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.